to be a scout girl in the last frontier, where chicks run the Iditarod and win it. Oh, I could ranch on my own goose, and I would jerk my own moose, and I'd drive a huge domestic truck and actually haul stuff in it.
You have several songs on your latest album related to Alaska. One in particular that stood out to me was I Wish I Were a Real Alaskan Girl. Can you tell folks about that one?
Yeah. I never wanted to or expected to move up here. My husband at the time found work up here, and we had really no other options. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll move there, and later we'll move somewhere where I can get a job. But my experience here was just totally, totally different from what I expected, and I fell in love with it, and now 10 years later, I'm still here. And that being said, I'm still a city girl. Like, I always plan to live in Seattle or Portland or San Francisco or New York or somewhere. And even now, I live in Juneau. I live right downtown. I don't have a car. I spend my time at coffee shops and at the movie theater and, you know, hanging out at the radio station at Arts Council events. I'm very downtown, you know. And my friends always make fun of me because they're all outdoorsy folks who are all out hiking and camping and hunting and fishing all the time. And me, I just assume shop for shoes and be downtown. And so that song is kind of making fun of the city folks who live in Alaska. Although at the same time, I hope there's room for me here. You know, I hope there's room for those of us who like nice shoes to still be Alaskan. And I think there is.
Oh, I wish I were a real Alaskan girl, because I hear that they kick ass. Oh, it's easy to see why a local woman's in demand. The guys have to queue up for years to get a chance to hold your hand.
I grew up in Washington, and my family was musical and artistic. My mom is a painter and musician, songwriter. My dad is a pianist and music teacher and band director, choir director. My siblings all play music, and so, of course, I did too. I was very deep in sort of the classical and choral and jazz and Broadway traditions growing up. You know, I was really a choir nerd and a theater nerd and all that. And when I went to college, I studied classical and orchestral music. I studied composition.
They drank all the Pilsner and ate all the oranges, and she thought as the rotten and rusty door hinges squealed as he left. How remarkably deftly, how utterly thoroughly he'd failed to confess. He'd evaded the point and eluded the
And I see you're a fan of Jane Austen. You have a song called Dear Mr. Darcy.
I'm a huge Jane Austen fan. I took a bunch of classes on her in college. And wrote, I've just found a bunch of papers I wrote on her, and yeah, she is my absolute favorite, and I think I identify with Jane Austen characters because they're kind of reserved, and social restrictions don't allow them to say what they mean, but me, I'm just kind of awkward, so I identify with her heroines a great deal.
Dear sir, I've been dropping hints like bricks on you. We were both rehearsing for this awkward interview.
You like to refer to yourself in various ways as nerdy or geeky, and maybe you can elaborate. Why is that?
I think that I grew up feeling like it wasn't quite okay to like the things I like. Like, if I had been a boy, I probably would have been beat up in elementary school and middle school. My brother certainly was. Just for liking reading a lot, and science fiction and Star Wars and music, and watching Star Trek with my dad every Saturday, and having this huge Ray Bradbury collection in my room, and just kind of being in the traditional sort of nerd social group. Although I think for girls it was an even more alienating experience. The boy nerds would tend to kind of like band together for safety, and I think the girl nerds just really, really hit out. So there's kind of a social experience there, and that you share with other people who are nerds, and when you meet people who have that same experience, there's a common bond there.
When it's your first time in Tolkien, you're broken, just limping down the line, and it's 40 below, and you know that they...
Your songs from my previewing your latest album, there's a lot of detail in your songs, and does that maybe stem from your love of prose as well, that it sort of filters into your poetry and your lyrics?
Yes, absolutely. Tons of details, tons of, I try never to use a cliche word when I can find a different one or a different way to say something. Above all else, I was probably a reading nerd while I was growing up, and I read absolutely everything I could get my hands on, and was just totally a voracious reader. So today in my writing, that definitely comes out. I have read more poetry than is good for a person, and that is sort of deeply embedded in the music.
Another stare.